winter weather that it's going to, you know, we'll just say it's crazy to go out, and, you know, we'll activate the conference call line for the evening prayer times as well. So you know about that. And I actually will probably send out some faith declarations as well, because I forgot to print them. So I apologize for that. I wanted to have those for you as well. So let's jump in. I want to read a passage of Scripture, see if we can get through the Word of God. I actually have a lot of Scripture I'd like to read and some thoughts I'd like to share. And just to direct our hearts toward faith in the Lord, toward believing for greater things. And so I'm going to launch off, if you remember, kind of as advertised last Sunday in Romans chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 16 through 25. And I have my reading glasses sitting on the stand. And I want to read it from the actual pages. Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 16, I'm reading from the New International Version. The Word of God says, "Therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, 'I have made you a father of many nations.' He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And this is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words 'it was credited to him' were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Lord Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We do thank you for your presence here, O God. We thank you, Lord. The atmosphere is changing. We thank you for the atmosphere of heaven and an atmosphere of faith right now, Lord God. Lord, where your word, Lord God, becomes alive and real, because it is alive and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. Lord, you are the God who speaks and you call into being, Lord God Almighty. Lord, you did it, Lord. You created everything like that, O God. And you're still doing it, Lord God. And you call us, Lord, even to enter into that ministry, Lord God, of speaking forth the truth of your word, O God, and the promises you have given us, Lord, and to receive in full what you have promised, Lord God. And we say our desire is to see Jesus receive the full reward of his sacrifice and suffering. Hallelujah. To purchase all nations for you, O God. Hallelujah. So have your way. Do what you want to do by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, our theme is believe. We're embarking on this 21-day season of basking to believe. And part of that, I need to confess, it sounds better than fasting and prayer, but it's fasting and prayer. But we just sensed that the Lord was inviting us into just, it's not just about a religious ritual or about not eating or abstaining from whatever it is the Holy Spirit leads you to. It's usually, generally, it's food when we're talking about fasting. But it's not just about not doing something. It's not just about going through the motions of prayer, but it's about engaging and encountering God afresh, basking in his presence, allowing his life to reinvigorate us, to revive us, to awaken us afresh in our spirits, and to just run with him with a greater fervor of faith. And so we're basking to believe. And I want to just speak about just this message. It's entitled Believe. This whole month pretty much is believe. This whole year is believe. When you believe the word of God, you receive what the word of God says. That's awesome. And I just want to preface this message and getting further into the word, but by just sharing. And you can look around. And